Yeah, first of all, I just want to thank God for giving me this opportunity, but also, you know, my wife and my mom, they're my biggest supporters. And also, I want to thank Pastor Stephen, Pastor Unami, Pastor Charlie, and Pastor Helen, who's on holidays at the moment, and the leaders for giving me this opportunity. I don't take this lightly because everyone sitting here is God's people. So it's a responsibility because if he's put me up here, you know, I thank him that it's my responsibility to prepare, to sit, and to hear from him, because I really want you to get what I'm trying to say today. What Pastor Stephen was saying about is the altars you have to create. And since we're going to go on the fast, this is one of the most important things that you're going to have to use, a tool, a spiritual tool that God has given us to get that altar created, because there's, you know, there's so much in God that I hope you see. You know, wherever level you're at, there's still more. You can never climb the pinnacle because God is always, he's unlimited. Until you, you know, pass away, there's always another level with him. So I always want us, you know, I want us to understand that God has more for every single one of us here today. All right? So we're going to talk about fasting. I'm going to put the first verse up here, which is Matthew 26. And we're going to read from verse 47 to 54. And David is going to put it up there. Okay? And while he was still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, with a great multitude, with swords and clubs, came from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now his betrayer had given him a sign, saying, "Whomever I kiss, he is the one. Seize him. Seize him." Immediately he went up to Jesus and said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. But Jesus said, "Why have you come?" Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And suddenly one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. But Jesus said to him, "Put your sword in its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or do you think that I cannot pray to my Father and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? How then could the scriptures be fulfilled that it must happen thus?" We are spiritual beings. See, we Christians, all of us, are not supposed to fight in the natural for the promises of God to come to pass in our life. That example right there is a very powerful example, because Jesus is strong, he's fit, he's not a weak Jesus. We have a strong Jesus, physically strong Jesus too. He didn't lift a finger to try and stop what was going to happen to him. Instead, he prayed, and I'll explain why prayer was very important afterwards. But he showed us how to fight natural problems. Okay? See, the longer we fight in the flesh, the longer the problem will linger. Everything that's happening in the natural, in your life here, you've got to shift gears into the supernatural. Because you keep fighting in the flesh. If we all keep fighting the flesh, we will lose. We will lose. I've tried it many times. Every time I try it, I hit a brick wall. And the brick wall doesn't break. Guess what breaks? I break. So what's important is that we have to understand how Jesus fought natural battles, okay? As I mentioned, we are spiritual beings. So our power comes from the realm of the supernatural. You know, in 2 Corinthians 10:4, it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. So when we face a natural obstacle, first we have to understand that this problem originated from the realm of the spirit. So that's the first thing we got to know. If you don't know how things work, sickness and disease, poverty, it all stems from the spirit. So if we understand where the problems come from, then we know how to fight it. Okay? So as Jesus said, those who fight by the sword will die by the sword. So we must get our victory where Jesus got his victory. Where did he get it? In the realm of the supernatural, when he ascended on high, being seated next to the Father. Sweatless victory. I hope you've heard that. We try so hard, you know, and you know, I hear a lot of Christians saying, you know, I'm trying. You don't need to try. Jesus already did that. You need light for the situation, because victory is easy in the Lord. It's never hard. We've been so accustomed when we go to school, or, you know, I played a lot of sports, still do. And you hear no pain, no gain. But I don't believe that. I believe if I'm in darkness, I'm going to experience pain. But that's why God told us to get wisdom. And not only wisdom, there's people that's walked before us. You just need to connect. You know, Pastor Stephen will always say, a wise, I'm trying to remember what he said. He said, a wise man always learns from his mistake, but it's wiser to learn from somebody else's mistakes. So I want to do that. I've gone through too much hardship to continue doing that again, because when God revealed to me that sweatless victory is my right, why do I want to sweat anymore? All right. So there is a spiritual fight. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. For great and effectual door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. 1 Corinthians 16, 9. Yeah. So we have to understand, it's the next one after that, yeah. We need spiritual power to rout our enemies, to clear the path to our victories in Christ. He opened the door for us to enter the promises of the Father. You know, no man can come to the Father except through Jesus. He's the door. But on that path, you will meet strong opposition. 100%. Warfare. So it's not going to be a cakewalk. You must have heard this 100 times. Freedom is not free. There's a fight. Any level you want to go to in the Lord to access the promises, you have to fight. We can't be scared of fighting. You know, that's one thing we have to understand, that we cannot just claim it, and then do nothing. There's processes that we have to take in place. There's things we have to do. We have to fight as believers, because the enemy doesn't want us to access these promises. You got to go through that door. So the enemy only understands power. He won't bow down to anything else. You can't say, please, can I go through? He's going to tell you, get back. So there's a fight, that warfare, and he only understands one thing, which is power, the enemy. As I mentioned before, we'll be hitting our heads in a brick wall, fighting in the natural. So he only understands that when you tap into the realm of the supernatural, that power, Jesus' power, what's going to happen? He will back down. Otherwise, he won't. Study all you want. Exercise all you want. You know who you know, all this in terms of prosperity. It's not going to work. The enemy would just laugh. You need to rout him with power. But we have power. All of us got that power. Jesus will not say, come to us, unless we've been given that power to do that. Come to me, unless we've been given that power to do that. So what's important is that he's made it available. We have to understand how the battle works. It's not just going to be a cakewalk. There's an enemy in front of that door, and he only understands power. But we've been given that power to fight. All right? You know, I learned this in my early days, that accessing that power is available in 3 main ways. There's a story in the Bible when, remember the disciples couldn't cast out the demons? And then they came to Jesus, they asked why. So Jesus answered, he said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can do what you need to do, right? Because in verses in the Bible, they were healed by their faith. But they say, but the end of that verse is saying, this thing doesn't come out except through prayer and fasting. So accessing those 3 powers is easy: faith, prayer, or fasting. You won't need anything else to rout the demon. That's it. That's all you need. That's all we need. I'm going to talk more about fasting and stuff like that, how to fast and stuff. But the thing is, there's not a complicated answer. I learned when I speak to people about if wanting to change the situation, that most people don't want to change their situation. You tell them, you just pray, you just have faith, pray, and go into a fast. But when they hear fast, they're like, I can't do that now. But what do you want? Do you want victory? Do you want to, you know, change your life? That's what we need to ask. I remember when I was, you know, years and years, even when I was a Muslim, you guys know Ramadan. I'd fast, and before I even let anyone know I was a Muslim, I fasted. I was crazy fast. I remember I just lost so much weight. But I learned the secret behind the power of God. It is to fasting. You have to pay the price. You cannot just get the promises of God without a fight. And you have to pay the price. But we can do it. the Holy Spirit will help you. All right? So three things, faith, prayer, and fasting is all you need. You know, most people have tried the faith, as I mentioned. You've tried prayer. And if it's not working, you have to engage in a fast. And that's why we're doing it at the start of the year, because what we're trying to do is set ourselves up for the whole year. I don't want any demons blocking our way to victory in our own personal lives and what we want for the church. So as we get together as a corporate fast, you know, there's a lot of strongholds that will break down. But we've got to do the fast properly anyway, which I'll talk about. Now, Jesus also mentioned when you fast. So Jesus expects us to fast because he knows there are some things that we're going to have to defeat only through fasting. Only through fasting. We can't get out of that. We can't get out of that, you know, before we can access what he paid for on the cross. So, now, what does fasting do? There's a verse in Isaiah 58:8. Then your light shall break forth like the morning, your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. God is not in the business of handing out. He's not in the welfare business. He wants you to walk it out, if you understand what I'm saying. He said you will do greater works. He gave you authority. See, he wants to produce victories through you, not for you. If you get what I'm trying to say is, the fasting is not ask God, God, do this for me. The fasting is, God, show me how to do this. You know, when I'm reading the Bible or if something comes up, I will always ask the Lord, show me how. Because we got to get this mindset that he put the power in us. You know, how do I explain this? I love every single one here. I love God's people. But sometimes I feel we are just a bit too. We don't know our power. You know, as I mentioned, I was a Muslim for 18 years. I still listen to a lot of Christian leaders. And I see this in the community there. A lot of this welfare, ask, handout mentality, you know, which deteriorates the people. And what I'm really sad about is that Jesus paid the price. He ascended on high. He's in us. Why we gotta act like a weakling? Every one of us here has the power in us. So the situation you're facing is nothing. It's nothing for the Lord. But if we fight, as I mentioned, in the natural, it's not gonna change. We have to engage in the way he tells us to engage. We talk a lot about problems, but I wanna talk about the solution. Because Jesus had the solution. So, you know, one of my prayers is for us is always look at how we can conquer this thing. And when we get into a fast, always remember you ask the Lord, how do I do this? How do I walk it out? We have to do it. We have to do it. But the fast will open our eyes on how to do it. We need light to walk out our victory to us. You know, a successful fast gives us vision to walk forward and how to conquer the situation. God already did everything on the cross. There's nothing more God will do for you. What more can he give you? Is Jesus not sufficient? He gave his only son. So fasting shows us how. And when we understand, yes, there's nothing more God can give us. What else can he give you is bigger than Jesus? Name one thing. Cars, houses, nothing. Jesus is sufficient. So the thing is that when we ask the Lord do this for us, he's saying I already did it for you on the cross. So when we understand that and ask God to open our eyes on how to do it, he loves it. Faith pleases God. We become baby Christians and mature in our walk with him to conquer the situation. He wants us to conquer it. The way he designed it for it to happen. Why? Because when we conquer it, guess who we give glory to? The Lord, he loves glory more than anything, you know that? He loves it. He loves it when we give him glory. He loves it when his children conquer the situation. Because we're the only ones that's going to point out the Lord did it for us. And I mean, the Lord, you know, he did it through us. The people out there ain't going to give God the glory. They're going to give everything else the glory. So it's up to us to conquer. And it's up to us not just to conquer, but to bring his name out there, that he is a big God. We serve a living God, a God that's bigger than any other God that can they serve. That's it. So fasting opens our spiritual eyes. Caroline was speaking about this, spiritual eyes. You got to look from the inside out. Inside out. You know, I a couple of examples here. I saw my way. I was very poor. I was from a poor family. My mom's here. She can testify. But I saw my way out of poverty and higher realms of stewardship when he showed me the secret of how to sow, upward sowing. He showed it to me. He didn't rain down anything for me. He showed me how to walk it out. How to walk the mysteries of the kingdom. He showed it to me. I saw it. So once I saw it, I'll never be broke another day. It's not what you have. It's what you can see. Because when you walk out in faith, it produces. It creates. God's a creator. So when we are walking from what we can see, what happens is God begins to put this in place, that in place, this in place. You don't need anything. All you need is to see. And when you can see, it is game over. It's only time. It's only time once you can see. You know, I saw my way out of sickness and disease when he showed me the mystery of the Holy Communion when I spoke about it last week. He showed it to me. So my prayer is that you see what you need to see so you can conquer your situation. Every single time there's an obstacle, I go straight to the Bible. If I can't rout it by faith, if I can't beat it by prayer, I straight go into a fast. That's it. And he will come through and he will show you. You know, but you got to be hungry for that. Hungry for that next level. All right? So everything working in my life is not because of me. It's because he opened my eyes spiritually over any given situation. And anything that is not working in my life or in our lives is because only, no other explanation, only because we haven't got light over that situation. Only because of light. Not because of this person, that person, this, my genetics or my history or this, that, light. You know, when you go into a dark room, all you need is that flicker of light. And that's it. It dispels all darkness. So fasting gives you that light. We don't need to be bogged down with the situation that we're in. All right? Yes, my prayer is that you have spiritual insight, you know, in whatever you're going through. Now, how do we engage in a successful fast? Everyone understand what I'm saying so far? How do we engage in this? Fasting is not just there's no formula. So I can't give you a formula. There's no A plus B equals C or whatever it is, whatever you're looking for. There's no formula. In Isaiah 58:6, the verse above that, it says, Is this not the fast that I have chosen to loosen the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? So as I mentioned before, there is a price for power. All right? It's not sweat and blood. It's not sweat and blood. Why? Well, Jesus' blood, isn't it sufficient? Charlie said this about 5 weeks ago when he was doing his faith story. He's not looking for your sweat and blood. He's not looking for your hard work. He's not looking for your hard work at all. What is he looking for? He's looking for obedience. That's all. If you can just obey the voice of God and whatever he tells you to do, guess what? You will produce results. Not hard work. We can be working hard for the rest of our life and nothing happens. And then we cry to the Lord, I've worked so hard for this. And the Lord said, I'm not looking for sweat and blood. I gave you Jesus. I need you to do what I've instructed you to do. So just like a supermarket, We don't go to the supermarket and say, I'm going to pay this price for that. I wish we can do that now, but we can't. You know, Greg runs a business. You know, many people do, but I can't go to Greg. Greg, I'm going to build a house only for this much, but it's going to be worth double the price. Greg would say, I will give you the price. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there is a price. So who determines the price? Us? No, God determines the price. So there is a price for power, okay? So what is the price? Now this is the bit I pray that you get. I pray that you get. We must trade our limited power, our flesh, to have authority over an unlimited power. That's accessing God. Jesus prayed. He had access to the Lord. Unlimited power. And that's the only way our fasting will work. It is about results. That's the only way. I want us to fast this fast here, and I want results from every single one. I want you guys to get results, and I'm going to tell you this is the truth. I can't sugarcoat it. You have to fast where it's the flesh dying. You know, sometimes we fast in a convenient way, and I'm not trying to put anyone down, okay? Just understand what I'm saying. You know, I'm going to fast chocolates. You know, I'm going to fast this and that. You know, I'm not going to watch TV for one hour a day, but for 20 hours, I'm going to watch it. That's not fasting. Because it's convenient, and it's also a way in which we can still maintain our own flesh and power in the world. Sometimes we're fasting, okay? I'm just giving you an example of how I get results from fasting. It's like, I'll fast, but if it affects my work, then I'm just going to hold back. Now, I understand you have to have wisdom with what you're doing, all right? But I can tell you now, if you fast that way, you're determining the price, not God. And it won't get results. It won't get results. You know, you can't deceive God. He knows our hearts. So there is a process of dying that takes place, because it is only through the dying that we can handle the authority over an unlimited power that he gives us. The seed destroys the greed. So when you die, you are qualified to resurrect to a new level of power. Because light is power. When you can see, that's power. It's like your eyes open to a new level of operation in the spirit, new resources. And what happens is that it gives you power, but if you haven't died to that power, it will control you. It's like God gave us the seed for prosperity, because every time you sow a seed, you die. So that another level of income can rise, because that income is not going to control you. Because if you chase money, guess what happens? Money will control you. But God doesn't want us to be broke. He said, use a seed. When you sow a seed, you die to that level. That's why you keep increasing your seed, because you want to die at higher levels so he can keep giving you more. So God doesn't want us to be, as I mentioned, paupers or anything. He wants us to learn how to die. Jesus was the example. He went to the cross before he ascended on high, before he had power over everything. He had to die. That's the hardest thing in the flesh, because Jesus never struggled in anything. The only thing he struggled in was what? He said, Father, please take this cup away from me. Please take this cup away from me, but if it is your will, then let it be done. So he never struggled anything except that dying of the flesh. So we're all going to have to go through this. And nobody wants to die. You can't bring yourself to death. You need the Holy Spirit to help you. So what I want us to understand is that if we want to have a successful a fast, so we can see our victory, there must be pressure. There must be some sort of pressure. And you're going to be okay. We're all going to be okay. You can never go into a position where you want to obey the Lord and he will let you go. I've never experienced once in my life, even when I do mistakes, that he has never caught me and kept me. Not once. He is not that kind of God, because he's our Father. He'll teach us, but he's our Father. So, you know, when I pray, I say, God, fasting, I don't care what falls to the ground, but I need an answer now. Now, this is the key. You cannot have both. You can't have this and that. It's one or the other. And that's why I say there's no formulas, because we must tarry until we can see. It could take one day or 100 days. You know, Pastor Stephen say 5 days, but doesn't mean the whole year you don't have to fast. this revelation of fasting here is not just for the 5 days that we will have. This is something you will carry on the rest of your life. It means you'll never be stuck another day in your life. You can carry this every single year. And you know what? Kingdom prayer is, Lord, I will pay the price. You know, our walk and our success is not just for us. It's for the responsibility of the kingdom. We got families. We got children. We got people around us that we need to display the glory of God and show how to conquer the situation. You will go through stuff. And you know what? Not just the Lord, but you got your church people around you to lift you up. You know, before I came up preaching here, people was encouraging me. I love it. That's who we are. If I see my brother or sister here, I'm going to lift them up. So you won't be by yourself, but you need to do, as Pastor Stephen say, business with the Lord. You need to say, I will pay the price. And that's how you're going to get results. 100%. He will never let you down. So, you know, before I finish it, I'll give you a couple of examples. You know, before I came to the church here, you know, after we finished off some of the businesses that we used to run, you know, one example is indoor soccer is a ministry for me, obviously, because I want players to see Jesus. And, you know, this is 15 years involved in, but I wanted to know how to do it, how to turn the game into a professional setting, like to keep breaking barriers and stuff. So I remember when I was with Australia Post working, I wasn't an employee. So I was one of those contractors that you see running, dropping parcels. Okay, I did my job right, okay. So I wasn't just chucking and running. I'm not the ones you'll see on the current affairs. But we get paid on how much we deliver. You don't deliver, you don't eat. But I needed an answer, so I went about fasting. You know, I would do once a week, and then I'll do a 3-day fast a month. No food, just water. So then days was quite intense. I think I did it for three months until I got an answer. I lost, I don't know, Yoko can see some pictures, maybe 12 to 15 kilos. But I was managing drivers. The Lord blessed me a lot in that area. But I said, Lord, I don't care what falls to the ground. I need an answer. And then He revealed to me a secret, the triangle-based foundation, everything. I can see it in my eyes. And the end of an obstacle in that game was revealed at that time after prayer, after fasting. But I didn't know when it was going to end, when I was going to get the answer. So obviously you can see I staggered my fasting here. But what I'm saying is, I need to know if something's going to fall, it's going to fall unless I get that, I'm going to get that answer. You know, when I went to the World Games in 2013, I played in front of thousands. It's the first time they asked me to captain the squad. But guess what month it was when I was a Muslim? Ramadan. I was an amateur player back then. So then what happens is that I decided to fast because Ramadan. I was a Muslim, so I was obedient to the Lord. Well, the coach hated it. Remember, you're playing in front of thousands of people in an elite competition and you don't eat food. You know, I could say, okay, I'll wait till after. In hindsight, maybe I should have done that. But I just wanted to follow the Lord. He broke something with me at the end of 2013. Amateur athlete for the rest of my life that I never will go back. Because why? I said, Lord, if the coach not happy with that, because I want to follow you, my status in the game goes, I don't care. Because I need an answer. I need to follow and obey. You need to tell me. You revealed to me some stuff. The Lord said, command ye me. What I'm saying here is this. It will cost you something to get an answer from the Lord. Because what happens is that once you get an answer, it's over. Struggle leaves you. And victory comes every day of your life in the area that you're seeking. We did things in indoor soccer that, you know, nobody has ever done. We always kept ahead of the pace, built buildings and venues and stuff like that. And we are the best in transforming players, you know. But the thing is, it's the Lord who revealed to us how to do this. So what cannot be done through faith requires prayer. What can be done through prayer requires fasting. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't pray for finances anymore. I walk it out. But before I needed to go into fast, you showed me. So once you conquer the situation once, it's over. The Lord will do it forever in your life. So fasting is the last offensive line for us to rout the enemy. It must only be used, obviously, when necessary. But every one of us I know is going through something that they can only leave through fasting. But what I'm saying, it needs proper application because we're sending our last. We need to plan. Go before you go all in. So don't take it lightly. As I mentioned, this can change the course of your life. Today could be the day when you decide and learn how to do this. That is game over. The devil doesn't have to torment you anymore. Sickness and disease is no more. You get an answer. Any stagnation in your business or anything, you just need an answer. You need light. The economy has no effect on you if you have light. So what have you been struggling all your life? What answers do you need moving forward? You need to ask these questions. I'm going to end it with prayer, okay? So Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. Lord, you know we serve a good God. You are the Lord that is more than enough for us. And when you sent your son to die on the cross, it was more than enough. Father, we pray that you give us the revelation of fasting and show us whatever situation that we're going through as we engage in this fast with you, that we get an answer that we have desired for a long time, Father. We don't want to struggle anymore. And we don't want to ask for handouts. We want to know how to do this. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We know that you're a good God. Reveal to us any things that we need to do, how we're supposed to go into the fast. And, Lord, I'm done. I'm sick and tired of losing. I want to win. So, Father, I thank you. We give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.